It's John Leeming here with my September edition of The Organist Encores. It's another Organ Plus edition this time, where we hear the organ blending with other musical instruments to add to our musical pleasure. Where better to start than with the new Foxtrot Serenaders, who include a theatre organist in their lineup whenever possible. They've made a couple of CDs with Simon Gledhill at the console, and here they are, together at the Musical Museum Kew Bridge with Paddling Madeline Home. Simon Gledhill and the Kew Bridge Wurlitzer helping to drive the lively pace of the new Foxtrot Serenaders as they paddled Madeline home. Now, Lynn Larson is another theatre organist who is no stranger to orchestral work, and here he is live in concert in January 2000 on the 37 rank Wurlitzer of the Plummer Auditorium near Los Angeles with the Jack Bethard's Band and a medley of three. crazy rhythm there. And before that, I've Got My Eyes on You and April Showers. The Jack Bethards Band with Lynn Larson at the Plummer Wurlitzer in Fullerton High School. Now, when it comes to making smooth Glenn Miller-type sounds on a Wurlitzer, few have ever equaled Brian Rodwell. Just imagine what he'd do if he had an orchestra as well. Well, you don't actually have to imagine, because here he is at the South Bank Wurlitzer with his own band, The Sounds of Brass, and Moonlight Serenade. Beautiful big band smooch there from Brian Rodwell and the band. Now, theatre organ and orchestra is nothing new, really. From the earliest days, organists joined other musicians to add their big sound to the ensemble. The Jardine Theatre organ in the Stoll Picture Theatre in London was a popular recording instrument, and I dug out of my pile of old 78s a record of Herbert Griffiths at this instrument with a band called the Manhattan Melody Makers. The acoustics of that theatre were rather dead, so I've used a bit of presenter's licence, shall we say, to liven them up a bit. Well, the organ certainly made itself heard there, and we had the added bonus of a vocal refrain from a singer who remains anonymous, possibly with good reason. Herbert Griffiths and the Manhattan Melody Makers with My Song of the Nile, recorded in about 1930. Now, while we're going through my scratchy 78s, let's have a listen to this fine 1940 performance by Robinson Cleaver on the EMI Compton, joining Patricia Rossborough at the piano, with a selection from Noel Gay's Lights Up. Thank you. Chopped and Tailed by Let the People Sing, Lights Up from Robbie Cleaver and Patricia Rosborough. Sandwiched in the middle were You've Done Something to My Heart, The Drift and C'est la Guerre. Another splendid piano organ duo came when San Francisco pianist Peter Minton teamed up with Jim Rosevere at the Paramount Oakland in the mid-1980s. Here they are with Jim at the wonderful Paramount Wurlitzer and Moonlight on the Ganges. Wonderful stuff. Piano at the Paramount with Wurlitzer at its best from Peter Minton and Jim Rosevere. Now we're going to finish with a rather longer item than usual. Many listeners will already know of my fondness for the great musicianship of North German radio organist Gerhard Gregor. My thanks go to Thomas Klose for supplying this recording of a selection from a little-known opera by Peter Eaglehoff, called A Night with Rosita. Why it's little known, I just don't know, because it's filled with lively, joyful music. Gerhard Gregor is at the Hammond C3 and, I suspect, also the Celesta, with a bright and breezy rhythm combo in this 9-minute medley. Thank you. Gerhard Greger and his players, and A Night with Rosita. That's it from me for this time, so until we meet again, this is John Leeming saying bye for now and handing back to Robert Wolf to close the show.